that the relationship between YAFA and us is aired in a public forum. It's not the place to do that. It's not the time to do that. We obviously have had difficulties all year. The good thing is we graduated 27 kids that might not have graduated if we hadn't stuck it out, and that's on both ends. That the kids are the most important thing. We serve an at-risk population. We work with dropouts day in and day out, and those students, there's no guarantee they would have gone to another school, another program. What I do know is 27 kids have a diploma and an opportunity for a job because we didn't walk away. Plenty of opportunities to walk away, and we chose to stick it out. This is not the forum to discuss it. We are happy to meet with the board at any time on any question. We have been very open to our program and how we conducted ourselves this year, and at any time the board wants to meet with us, we would welcome that opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, now we're the last item of the day, I believe. Ms. Birdsall, is that correct? We're down to, oh, is there anyone else who would like to, who's not had an opportunity to sign up? Okay, seeing none. Oh, I'm sorry.
Good afternoon.
State your name and who you represent, please.
Good afternoon. My name is Terry Martinez McGraw, and I am the Executive Director of the National Center for School Engagement. I'm here today to represent those children who live in rural communities, those children who don't have services and who do not have access to quality care or services as well. My whole life, I've dedicated my life to working with at-risk kids and at-risk students. As you know, the National Center for School Engagement has been around over 20 plus years, doing research, providing technical assistance, policy research, and providing professional development to schools and school districts. We work with Johns Hopkins University, the Office of Juvenile Justice and Delinquency, Colorado Department of Education, just to name a few. As of now, we have a large contract to assist the New Mexico public school system in implementing best practices in the area of dropout prevention, truancy prevention, policy reform, professional development for educators and evaluations. I've assisted in creating high fidelity wraparound services based on research practices, research, and not only best practices, but next practices as well. And I can assure you that Summit services are probably the best statewide. We've been able to partner with Summit and work with Summit in creating high fidelity wraparound services, which would also be part of Los Alamos School District. On behalf of our students, they're counting on you. I encourage you to vote in the affirmative tomorrow for the proposed schools in Los Alamos School District. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, now we'll proceed to item 19, individual board member reports of past or upcoming activities. Anybody volunteer to start? Start down here, Dr. Scheffel.
I attended the graduation for the early college charter in Parker, and that was quite inspiring. Just a number of those kids were getting associate's degrees in addition to graduating from high school, and I think that was the highlight of my last week or two, so that was pretty exciting. And Keith King was there, and of course he's a great friend to a lot of this work and been a wonderful leader in Colorado.
Great. Dr. Flores?
I attended the Manual High School graduation in Denver Public Schools. And I also attended a teacher retirement party for Denver Public Schools.
Okay. Ms. Masnick? Excuse me. Ms. Masnick?
I'm sorry, I haven't attended any graduations. Yeah. I've watched a few of them on video, though.
All right. Let's see here. Ms. Rankin?
I spent a day at Grand Junction School District 51 with Superintendent Steve Schultz. I attended two alternative high school graduations and toured the Career Center for high school students. They build houses. They have veterinary certifications. They have preschool. They have chef school there. And they're going to add, metal.
Welding.
Welding, that's it. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Chair.
I knew we'd come
up. That's why we have our designated mail.
And I look forward to our meeting in August in Grand Junction. I think that'll be really beneficial. I also am taking a class, Excel Online has an explanation of PISA and programs that they have that are international testing and how our students compare, and it's very interesting. They have quiz questions and online lectures that I'm finding very interesting because it's as if I'm in the high school learning how the kids learn these days. I think that's great. I also attended ESSA online, so that was kind of a first for me. And I look forward to August, where Pueblo 60 will be presenting, I hope, their innovation program.
Very good. Ms. Goff.
I cheat a little bit here. Won't take long. I'm just
no cheating.
It's similar. I did not go to any graduations or things like that, but I have been regularly attending events, groups, efforts, partnership meetings in Adams County. A lot of attention is in Adams County right now for numerous reasons, as it is in all school districts. But we are we're looking at three districts in that part of the state that are in various modes of big change, needed change, sensitive right now to a lot of their data and their results. So it's been a good experience in that regard. There is a group there called the Adams County Youth Initiative, which is a partnership, mostly communities, but it also involves law enforcement and the health industries that are available. Lots of connections through internships, CTE, and concurrent enrollment programs in the arts, the medical sciences, medical service industry, and also English as communications. It's not just theater and drama and such, but really using the communications powers that are so needed in the world today. So a lot of time with Adams County, paying attention to Jefferson County as well, with some of the graduation rate changes for the better, and some excitement around some of their newer and innovative programs, although not technically called innovation schools, but some of the things they're doing within feeder areas to create more of connections in their districts. So it's been good.
Dr. Schroeder.
Okay. Among the things I attended this month was at one of the listening tour meetings, which was extremely well attended. I would guess there were, 150 people in the room, and that was just the first of two that day. So I'm very pleased with the participation of citizens, teachers, and administrators, and I want to thank them. I'm glad that we had so many venues. I want us to be sure to publicize well the invitation to give feedback once our plan has been prepared. I think I've been learning about ESSA, but it was at that particular meeting that I realized how very comprehensive this plan will be. It covers an awful lot of areas that we talk about individually, but how they all fit together really is a vision, somewhat of a vision on moving forward. So I thought that was terrific. Five of us will be attending the Education Commission of the State meeting at the very end of June and early July. I'm looking forward to it. I've attended in the past, It is, I find it helpful because it, the attendance varies from a significant number of governors, legislators, school folks, and then quite a lot of the teachers of the year. And so it's a very broad group of folks who talk about some pretty interesting things about education policy. So we get a sense for what our policy means to our very best classroom teachers. And I'm looking forward to attending that.
Thank you very much. Any other business to come before the board for today? Seeing none, yeah, dinner. We'll stand adjourned until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, same time or same location. And Ms. Birdsell, can we leave our materials here, or do you know the answer to that question?
We know the door's locked.
They do, yeah, they do lock. I would say it would be okay to leave the materials here.
All right. Thank you very much. Stand adjourned. You're not going to read